a winter's tale. Another glistening white day in Invercargill. Cold winds brushed against Mrs. Pickell's face as she walked into her home carrying the baby. Walked into her new room and little baby Amy Pickell started crying. Next day, it was Amy's nap time. She was very sensitive, so Amy got too cold. So her mum put the fire on. 10 minutes later, she was too hot. So mum opened the window and let Amy sleep. Outside, strong winds were building up. Mr. and Mrs. Pickell were pleasantly watching 2.5 men taking no notice of the weather. Suddenly, while Amy was asleep, she got blown out. When Mrs. Pickell went to feed her and change her diaper, she was gone. Oh no! So she wrote one letter to her dad, one to the president, and another to the council, all to try and find Amy. Mrs. Pickell put the 3 kiwi stamps on them and went to post them. On the way, the stamps ripped off because of the weather. Meanwhile, Amy was far away from home. It was getting dark. Amy was hearing something. That something was coming towards her. Shuffle, said the thing. Then it came into sight. It was a kiwi. Shuffle, shuffle, it went. It sniffed Amy, then it walked away. Then a girl found Amy and took her to her house. The girl made 10 posters for Amy. They said, lost baby, blonde hair, blue eyes. If baby is yours, bring birth certificate. Thank you. The girl then put them up on 10 trees and came back. Hey, shouted Mrs. Pickell in an excited voice. What, darling? Said Mr. Pickell. It's Amy. Really? Said Mr. Pickell. Yes. It's on that poster. Well, what are we waiting for? Said Mr. Pickell anxiously. Get the birth certificate and let's get out of here. Once they got there, it was dark. In fact, very dark. The house looked spooky and haunted in that light. Ding dong. Dong ding, went the doorbell. The door creaked open. Someone was there. Hello? Said a tired voice. Hi, we're here for the... started Mrs. Pickell. Baby, right. Said the tired voice. She's here. Birth certificate, please. Here you go, said Mr. Pickell. Good, said the voice. Amy, shouted Mr. and Mrs. Pickell, and an after party was held the next night.